The return on the growers this year has certainly exceeded our expectations, as the alkaloid profile of the poppies exceeded our expectations. So it started out obviously a very dry, difficult season, and we were expected to have some lower yields this year, but in the end the results were fantastic.
How much has that contributed to the oversupply situation?
Not a hell of a lot at this point in time. Obviously it's still in straw form, but when you have the discussion about inventory and inventory levels, you know, at some point it does have an impact. But it's only a short-term view. We really need to make sure that those types of results are the results that we get well into the future to ensure the business stays competitive. And in this situation, it's a win-win for both us and for the growers.
2017, we've heard about cuts leading up to that. What have you told people today?
Well, I think clearly the latest statistics coming out of the International Narcotics Control Board show that production globally in our sector has outstripped demand, and the industry is very much one that is cyclic in nature, and we're certainly going through a period at the moment where there is an oversupply. Typical of this industry, it will change. Whether it's next year or the year after, time will tell, but I'm confident that we have a very good handle on the inventory position that we need to be at by the end of the year. We're shoring up our customer demand for next year and the following year, so when the industry does turn, the demand does turn, we certainly will be in a very strong position to maximise that opportunity.
For Tasmanian farmers, who'll get contracts and who won't?
That's a very tough question. We're still spreading our risk around the state, so we're still operating in all regions at this point. The decision on which farmers are we using is often left up to the field officers, but we are concentrating on those growers that deliver the best return for both themselves and for the company. And so, you know, generally the feeling in the room today is the people that grew poppies this year were satisfied with their returns. And so, you know, we haven't got lower prices. We held our price the same this year, so we haven't had any cuts at all. It's more about the, you know, the issues and understanding the issues with the global supply demand, which is, you know, a little bit concerning for the growers, and that's what we've been talking to today, both individually and as a group.
Can you help me understand that a little more? Because this is, we hear, a regulated industry. So how comes such oversupply?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. The whole industry is managed, as you know, by the International Narcotics Control Board, and they're responsible for ensuring that supply and demand are pretty closely matched. So I can't definitively answer your question. Suffice to say that a lot of the data is a little bit old. So the most recent data that we have is 2014. And so by the time that filters through, and by the time our supply chain, which is one of the lengthiest supply chains there is, it takes 2 years from, you know, crop design to the end customer getting their product, a lot can happen. And so in that respect, it does take some time for the market to adjust to slowing demand, and it will swing at some point. And so we look forward to that day.
So it's a question of when, not if. But it won't go back to those heady days that we saw 3 years ago?
It may. It may. This opportunity still exists in this industry. You know, we were aware that there are markets that are opening up. It is a very competitive marketplace at the moment. There's quite a bit of capacity, and some of our competitors are opening up more capacity. So time will tell. Time will tell.
You made an announcement today that got a round of applause. That is, Tasmanian alkaloids won't proceed with growing in Victoria at all. Tell me more about that.
Well, we started research there about 3 years ago, Rose, and as is our way, we've been very methodical in that research. We've had good partners, and we've persevered to a point now where we're comfortable that we have enough data to make an informed decision. And at the moment, those results clearly indicate to us that, on average, those results do not compare to the sorts of yields that we can achieve here in Tasmania. So the decision has been that, you know, we've ceased our R&D work, and we don't have any immediate plans to do any commercial, grow any commercial crops in Victoria or any other state for that matter.
What research continues here in Tasmania now?
The typical types of things that we've been used to, the alkaloid yields. We're concentrating a lot more in this day and age on the robustness, the agronomics of growing our crop. One of the big questions from the growers here is, what can we do to get the 90 plus yields? How do we manage to achieve those sensational results that we talked about today? You know, we obviously share the knowledge that we have, but we need to build on that knowledge base. So crop agronomics, assay results are all important for us, and we're certainly continuing our high-level investment in the agricultural R&D area.
Can I ask you lastly about progress towards a new owner?
Well, the discussions with SK Capital Partners are still continuing. It's been announced that there are a number of things that need to happen between now and deal closure, and we're certainly on track for deal closure sometime mid-year this year.